Morning X. It's the Morning X. Good morning, my friends. What's up, man? How is it? Oh, look, there is my number one friend right there. In West Gerald, Texas, born and raised on the playground is where he spends most of his days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cooling out, shooting some haja up and out of school when a couple of guys they was up to Nick Good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got Nicholas Haja, ladies and gentlemen, the main host of the Morning X. What's up, buddy? What's up?
Can you be a little bit more specific about what I was shooting up in the hood?
Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, and I was shooting some Hajda up. Yeah, in like an alternate timeline, you became a drug dealer, and Hajda is your own specialized line of heroin. Okay?
Ah, is that this was the alternate timeline where I wouldn't smoke my own stash? Terrible drug dealer.
Nah, heroin dealers don't do their own.
Yeah. Don't get high off your own supply, my man. Hey, I already let you change my name back to Hajda.
Uh-huh.
Can we kill the whole Gerald thing? Okay, you can have one or the
That's
other.
That's what is bothering you.
One or the other.
What's wrong with Gerald? Have some pride in your roots, Nick, where you came from. Okay.
That's what I'm trying to do with Georgetown, okay? And my relationship with Georgetown, it's on thin ice, okay? If they hadn't gotten that double Dave's a couple years ago, it'd be excommunicado, all right? I would not rip Georgetown.
Right.
You know how much I love double Dave's pepperoni rolls.
Hey,
so
speaking of relationships on thin ice, I need to talk to you guys about something serious, all right? If I turn up dead, suspect foul play, okay? Something is going on.
And I have an alibi.
All right.
I'll let you know what it is at the time. But
my girlfriend, Bumbleina, and I, we, in many ways, are each other's perfect match, okay? Our perfect foil.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, we don't see eye to eye.
Like oil and water.
Things, all right? But I think that we've struck a great balance of how to mm-hmm. make it work in a household together.
What did you do?
But there's one thing. There's one thing that has always, I felt, united us, okay? Kept us close, all right? And that is that we are both brushes their teeth in the shower people, okay?
Really?
Yes. I don't know. I don't really understand the alternative, okay? It's just so much more efficient. You know how much time you're wasting in the shower, okay? Just standing around, letting the water hit you.
While not worried what else you're doing in the shower
the
to save time.
While the water is banging on you, all right?
Uh-huh.
Brush your teeth or eat a chicken breast, okay? There's so many options for you that you could be, you know, double time in there. So, yeah, when I found out that she was a brushes her teeth in the shower person, I was like, that's the one. Mm-hmm. Called my mom immediately. I was like, Mom, I found her, okay? She's the one.
This is going to make a beautiful story at your wedding.
Twice in the last week, okay, she has removed the toothpaste from the shower, and it's sitting over by her sink, all right?
Okay.
Now, I obviously don't realize this until I'm naked and wet in the shower, and then I have to tiptoe out of the shower her sink to retrieve the toothpaste. I have sealed, polished concrete floors, okay? They're very slippery, all right? And every day I get out of that shower, and I'm just like one misstep away from just flunk, bonk, all right? And I'm pretty positive.
So if you die from slipping on the shower trying to get the toothpaste because
yes.
you're wet and
yes.
you suspect foul play.
It's definitely my girlfriend.
I don't know if that counts as,
I don't know,
as foul play.
I don't know if she has taken out a recent life insurance policy on me. Okay, she watches.
If this is her plan.
She watches a lot of Dateline Murder. Okay, she watches a lot.
She's got snaps.
A lot of those shows where the husband disappears and we don't know what happened.
I can't
wait
for the podcast on the fall and demise of Jason Dick.
And yeah, I'm telling you, she's luring.
If you do fall out of the shower, can you land on the toilet?
The Morning X.
Nothing fires me up for it. That was just like immediate karma, all right?
Yep.
I was going to take a backhanded shot at the B-52s and the Burning X question at the same time. And God was just like, you know what? Now you got something in your throat. How you like that, Jason? Don't be such a jackass.
Is that God being passive-aggressive or aggressive-aggressive?
Hi, 101X. It's the Morning X, Nick and Dick. And nothing fires me up for a good Morning X, Burning X question like an alternative classic jam from the B-52s. Nick, what are you burning on today, buddy?
Crickets. Why did it have to be crickets?
Oh.
I saw a news story from our friends at K-View, and apparently people are
Which one is your friend?
They're all our friends.
Oh, all of them?
I mean, I've applied to all of them to get out of this godforsaken job, and none of them replied back, yeah. So maybe they're anti-friends. Anyway.
Quit it, Culpepper's hands. Go quit it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crickets take Central Texas by swarm. Apparently because of the rain, and crickets are attracted to moisture. I guess people are dealing with crickets. Not a problem for me. I'm still dealing with those pesky June bugs. But it does take me back to the good old days when I was just educated and not raised in Gerald, Texas.
Oh.
But my mom, she was a teacher there, and so we would go do what they called in-service, which is like they would come in and like get their rooms ready for school and everything like a week before. And she would drag me along because we were too poor to afford a babysitter because she was just a poor teacher slaving away, working 9 months out of the year.
What?
And but like the point is that the school would be filled with crickets that had just got in over the summer.
In the school?
Like the hallways were just littered with crickets, okay?
Sounds like a horror movie.
It was very much The Walking Dead, except they weren't walking, they were chirping. The chirping dead, and they were alive.
Okay.
Most of them were dead. Anyway, and so there was just these tons of crickets. And the smell was god awful.
The crickets have a smell?
The disgusting. I don't know if they were sitting there mating on each other.
Excrements?
If they were excrementing on each other, maybe it's all part of the same process for them.
Why is it
gotta be on each other? Because there was that much.
Something you're into? Is that what's happening here? Is that?
No, I'm talking about how little I'm into crickets.
No.
And that made me think of the morning next question. Which kind of pest would you least want to have infesting your house? Crickets, rats, cockroaches, bumbles.
Oh, yeah, well, what's a bumble?
A little buzzy bee? They come in late at night and they go through your refrigerator and they take all the leftover food out of the styrofoam and they keep it up in their room.
Yeah, I got one of those in my house.
Yeah, I've heard you complain about it. So.
A bumble infestation is a gateway to all three of the other ones.
Yes.
Okay?
They're the patient zero?
Yeah. They don't seem to understand. They think that I'm just telling them, hey, you can't eat in your bed and leave the dishes in your bed with you for weeks at a time. Why not? You're so mean, Jason. Why are you so mean? You're not my real dad. And I'm like, it's not just because it's gross and unsightly, but no, there you will attract pests. There will be pests here because of this. What is it? I mean, like, I feel like the rats is so much worse than everything else. First of all, I didn't even know crickets could infest. Like, I've been to... I remember one football game where all of a sudden, one high school football game, there were a million crickets in the stands and everybody freaked out. Maybe
there you go.
If it just rained or something. Do crickets have a thing for high school? Is that what you're telling me? They were all up at Gerald High School in that one Round Rock High School football game?
Yeah, crickets can't get into college, apparently.
But yeah, that's not good. Obviously, you don't want the cucaracha problem. But rats, that's another level, okay? You don't mess with them.
No, I think it was when you were on sabbatical. There was a lady in Round Rock who the cockroaches were being pushed out. I think it was also because of the rain. But, like, they were coming out of the sewers next to her house and, like, into her house. And so there were just, like, thousands of cockroaches. And the city wouldn't help her. And I think she had to just burn the thing down.
Burn the house down?
I think so.
Oh.
It's one of those stories where there's no word on whether she survived the cockroach infestation.
Oh, my God.
But
at 101X Morning X on Twitter.
That would be worse than crickets.
Today's Morning X Burning Quex question. We'll go vote. What is the worst on a blah, 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 blah. Concert announcement, turn up your volumes. Big time show coming to town. So big, we can't tell you what it is until 9 o'clock. Huge mistake on the powers that be here at 101X who told me yesterday. And I'm like, you know I can't keep, what, now I can't.
You do have loose lips.
Yeah, I just kept.
And they have sunk many ships.
I just kept waking up in the middle of the night and going, Limp Bizkit. It's not Limp Bizkit, guys.
He would never tease you with Limp Bizkit. Yeah. Don't worry.
I just woke up. No, Vanilla Ice. No, it's not. It's not Vanilla Ice.
It's doing the opposite of getting people excited for the concert that they could win tickets to.
Today at 9 o'clock, we are going to offer you this concert announcement and an opportunity for you to win tickets. As a matter of fact, get this. You can get qualified right now, before we even tell you what the show is. But trust me, you're going to be into it, okay? According to some, it's bigger than Limp Bizkit.
What could possibly be bigger than Limp Bizkit?
No, I'm excited about this. I think this is going to be fun. Nick has come up with a couple of keywords that you can text in right now to get qualified, but they are also clues. So by 9 o'clock, you're not even going to need us to make the announcement. You're already going to know. And anybody the first one who can guess the band at 9 o'clock gets tickets to the show. How do you like it, Haji? How do you like it?
I love it, Jason. Let's do it.
Has it been rubber stamped by the promotions department? They can't afford stamps. They don't have. I did say department.
I'm not even sure this is an official promotion.
That one dude.
What are you talking about?
Okay, text right now. 512-835-1015. What is the keyword?
The keyword is royal.
Royal. Dick Lord.
You ruined it, Jason.
Oh, shoot.
You ruined it.
Shoot. It's not.
Or did you?
It's not Lord. That you know. Text the word royal to 512-835-1015, and you'll be qualified to see this mystery artist.
The Morning X.
I'll tell you this much for sure. For sure. This is the best alternative classic from someone who sometimes wear hot dog fingers. All right? That is, I can guarantee you that much. Yeah. It's time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now with all the news that's fit to air, and hopefully other news, Nicholas Hajda.
Five Americans were freed in an Iran prisoner swap are back on U.S. soil this morning after a controversial prisoner swap. Yes. The five, all of whom have been designated by the U.S. as wrongfully detained, were freed as part of a wider deal that includes the unfreezing of $6 billion in Iranian funds. Speaking of money, Elon Musk says he plans to start charging X users a small monthly fee to use the platform, claiming it's the only way to fight the bots. No word on when he will implement or how much they will charge, other than Elon Musk saying it will be small. And finally, if anybody has found a stealth jet near South Carolina, please alert the Marines.
Found a stealth jet?
The Marines lost an F-35 stealth fighter jet in South Carolina on Sunday when the pilot had to eject. They actually did find it in a debris field yesterday, last night.
Oh.
Current mishap is under investigation, as far as we know.
Under investigation?
Yeah.
The pilot had to eject. It crashed in a debris field.
They don't know why.
Let me be they don't know why. There was no pilot. Okay, once the pilot is gone.
He had to eject. They're not sure what the problem is that forced him to eject.
I mean, did we find the pilot? Ask him. Hey, bro, why did you eject? Because I don't know if you know, this plane cost $3 million.
Yeah. But again, this happened on Sunday afternoon that he ejected. They found it last night. So for 24 hours, we did not know where this $1 million stealth jet was, if it was still in the air or if it had crashed. No word on if anybody was hurt in the crash.
Morning X Sports.
See, now, are you doing a thing on the no word if that I don't?
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I don't. That was my biggest problem with Top Gun and the sequel, which now run together in our one movie to me, is like they're flying around these $1 million jets, sometimes crashing them, and it's just practice.
Yeah,
right. They're just practicing.
Yeah.
What? Cancel
practice multi-million dollar jet.
Cancel the Air Force or the Navy, who sometimes flies jet. I don't understand how it works, but that's a wasteful practice.
Jets are just boats in the air, Jason.
Yeah, yeah,
okay, the Navy can have them, too.
Knock it off. Not cool, man. A Monday night football doubleheader. For those who can't get enough football, I want more, says everybody except for Nick Chubb. He wants less. The Saints 20-17, they beat Carolina last night. Steelers 26-22 over the Cleveland Browns. Golf legend Phil Mickelson says that he is not wagering on football games this season as he continues to recover from a gambling addiction. I did not know that this story was going on, and I would love to conversate much more about it.
Perhaps he will do so at a later
date. And finally this. If I told you the University of Texas was traveling to Waco for the last time on Saturdays, that's not even going to do then.
Is it going to be the last time?
Texas-Baylor, 6:30 p.m. kick up in Waco on Saturday night. It is, I mean, this is the last rendezvous in the Big 12 for Texas. Baylor seems unlikely to be one of the teams that we keep the rivalry going with.
Well, and if
Texas
we are.
Texas Tech, if you want, every once in a while, will come around and smash that ass. But Baylor, I'm just like, what? You can't smash that ass?
I guess we can.
Is it because they're from Lubbock? All right. I'll lower myself to smash some Lubbock ass every once in a while. I think that's fine. What's a big deal?
I do like how you have this whole thing as Texas backsliding with all these teams. It's just like, hey,
but yeah,
2 a.m., Texas Tech, you up?
Baylor, you up? I just don't see it happening, okay? I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Well, we're definitely not going to Waco, okay? Yeah. If you want to play us, Baylor, you come down here.
It's a weird, this is a fishy line as well. Longhorns favored by 15 points. Do you think, I mean, I feel like it should be 3 touchdowns. Baylor lost to Texas State this year. Is it because Texas was clearly fueled by the LED lights and drone show on Saturday? That was the only reason they beat Wyoming, and we're not going to be able to bring our drones on the road? Is that why the line is so small?
You know what? We should bring those drones to Waco.
So everybody,
power play.
I have. I'm not sure if I have expressed on this program or not that I was underwhelmed. I wasn't underwhelmed. I was just not whelmed.
Yeah.
Okay. By the fancy drone and light show. But everybody has since pointed out that that's when that was at the start of the fourth quarter. And then after that, Texas went on and pasted them Wyoming, smashed that ass, if you will. To which I say, okay, turn on the AC/DC at kickoff. Okay, we'll just put it before the game if you insist. But everybody's like losing their mind over these LED lights and drone things. Am I a bad fan that I'm like, oh my God, it's orange lights?
I mean, you could just stop at am I a bad fan? That? Yes, you are.
At Longhorn Network tweeted 256 LED lights in effect and a nifty drone show. I would say that is the perfect description. Nifty. It was so nifty. All right, I'm not stopping to talk to somebody on the way home about it. I'm just going to be like, hey, look at that, that's nifty. Okay, Nick, I'm sure you're familiar with this, but Las Vegas just lit up the Sphere this summer. I was there when they lit up this new venue.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
Why?
Mostly because the owner of the New York Knicks is behind it, James Dolan. He's a terrible person. But also, I saw one where it's just a big giant eye, and that's not as creepy.
That one,
weird.
Yeah, that one is definitely creepy.
And it had an eyelid, right?
Yeah, it blinks. Yeah. And it is unbelievable.
Just have a big giant eyeball that is exposed. If you don't have an eyelid, that's weird.
It's a super huge, high definition. It is a technological wonder. I look at it, and I'm like, oh, my God. All right? And when I look at 256 orange lights, I'm like, this is a guy who spent too much on his Christmas decorations. All right. It is not. I'm not. It's 2023. Aww. Blinky orange lights. I'm supposed to lose my mind about blinky orange lights.
You know what? This would be a good Morning X Burning to X question.
What is the question?
Did you like the drones and the blinky lights?
I didn't dislike them. I just don't know.
You just ranted on them and now on three programs.
They were nifty.
Okay.
I consider them nifty.
Complaint lodged.
We don't need to. If you see something nifty, you don't have to tweet about it, okay? It
you know what? If you see some sad UT maintenance worker today just unscrewing all those LEDs from DKR, it's Jason's fault, okay? It's because Jason complained about it, and he's that powerful.
Again, look, have they improved the game day experience? Do people now go home from Texas games thinking, wow, that was so cool. Everything they did is so cool. You know what would be good to go home from a Texas football game? And be like, God, we kicked their ass, okay? That's enough. Okay.
Do you want to kick their ass or do you want to smash that ass?
Smash that ass. But we can't smash ass. And that's why we have to have nifty shows. Okay. It's flash over substance. And I disapprove.
You've officially overused smash that ass.
I want next week the drones to align in a hashtag smash that ass. Let's do that.
The Morning X.
Dick question amnesty is a bit on a bit thing. We try to be polite around here. That's something that people say about Nick and I is that we're very polite. Mm-hmm. All right. So what's going to happen in this next segment is not necessarily polite, or at least it's when do you stop being polite? Nick asked me this yesterday, and I was like, that is a very good inquiry. We should turn it over to the listeners. Haja?
When do you tell your fat friend that they're fat? I don't want to get into specifics on this, but I just noticed this.
Never?
And just...
That's none of your business?
Here's the deal.
Don't do it.
It kind of startled me. For a second, I was like,
I mean, I would tell you, I know the friend.
Who ain't Chris?
The friend that we are referring to, and I would tell you that you're a bad friend because I've been noticing for over a course of a couple of years that our friend is softening as he ages.
Here's the reason that I ask is because, look, first of all, I am fat, okay? Gross, disgusting, 290 pounds. And people should, I'm okay with you telling me that. Now I'm aware of this. Nobody go up to me on the street and be like, hey, Nick, you're fat. Like, I'm very aware of this, okay? And you, also, Jason, I don't want to break any news to you, little overweight, okay?
How?
I'm not going to say overweight makes it sound
how
bad.
How dare
hefty,
you?
Husky.
How dare you,
I forget
sir.
Which one of those were my jeans and which one was my bike. But both of those applied to me growing
you
up.
You had a husky bike?
I think so.
Huffy. Bike.
No, mine was husky. Okay.
Jeans.
An extra little bar, a crossbar there to reinforce things. My point is that, like, if there is something going on, if I have, like, a piece of broccoli stuck in my teeth or something, or just, like, I've smeared ink all over my face from a pen, let me know.
Oh, you want people to tell you.
Not you. You tell me too much about myself. So you specifically, Jason Dick,
I don't
exempt from this.
Well, then
other
I
people
will not comment about
things.
Your hairstyle
Thank
choice.
You. Okay? Thank you. Like, again, I know it's bad.
I will not say this is what you wanted. This is on purpose. I will not say that.
Okay. You're currently dressed like a Ninja Turtle today. So I point that out.
Okay. When you asked, I thought it was an interesting thing because for those of you not following along the whole history of the show, I lost 100 and some pounds. I gained a whole bunch back. Mm-hmm. I'm currently teetering just under the line of
acceptability. It's kind of drippy, Jason.
Acceptability. But when I look at pictures of me from 2019 at like my fattest, I get mad at you guys. I'm like, how did you guys let me get
we
so fat?
We told you.
No, see, that
we
is
told
whole
you.
S, okay?
It was a thing. It was what you were most famous for. People would come up to you in the streets and be like, Jason, you're not as fat as they talk about on the radio.
That's, you know what?
We
that's
told
the thing.
You were
no.
fat.
Okay, you, but you...
We held a mirror up to your face.
And everybody else, all right? You are the boy who cried fat, okay? You said it so many times over so many years that I could no longer believe you,
no,
all right?
Is-
but, like, because if you... Yeah, if you told me in 2012, and you were probably right, I was a little, I was a little husky, all right? But I wasn't 2019 level, and by 2019, you'd said it so many times, it didn't work on
no,
me anymore.
No, just
but
because
somebody
you-
should have said, Jason, this is unacceptable. You are really gross, man.
No, we told you when you stepped over the line, you were 2 miles past the line looking back and like, why didn't you tell me to stop? Okay?
Yeah.
We literally held your face in front of a mirror and you're like, God damn, I'm a sexy son of a bitch.
You know what? That
like, that's
remains
quote.
True. Okay,
so,
I was
yes,
sexy.
It's not our fault that you have the positive
you know
body of dysmorphia.
I do blame the ladies, okay, for continuing to let me smash that ass. And if not for that, then maybe I would have had a wake-up call, all right? But it wasn't.
The point is, we told you, okay? We told you very
should
much.
Should we tell our friend?
You go vote.
We're going to put it in a poll?
At 101X Morning X.
Good.
Is Steve fat? No, I'm just kidding. Is it okay to tell your fat friend that they're fat? Yes, of course. No, show some decency. Or if they get forklift fat. Which means when you have when they have to cut a wall into their house.
I understand.
Move them with a forklift. That's when you say go vote at 101X Morning X.
I call dibs on not doing it, okay? I'm gonna not tell.
I'll rip the band-aid off. That's fine with me.
I know you just want to do to do this.
Yeah. Well, I have experience, Jason. I told you were fat for years.
You didn't tell me nothing, all right? You know what I want you to do? Haja. I want you to identify this artist. I will give you my entire July's pay if you can tell me which alternative classic artist.
Trick question at zero, but Weezer, Hashpipe.
The Morning X.
Nick's newscast this morning, he told me how, what was it, five prisoners?
Mm-hmm.
Five prisoners were set free from an Iranian jail in exchange for $6 billion, right?
And we gave them five of our prisoners.
We gave them prisoners?
Yeah, there's a
plus
whole.
$6 billion?
Yep. I mean, technically, the $6 billion was Iran's money. We just unfroze it. It was in our banks.
We
were like,
the $6 billion.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's $1.2 billion per prisoner that we got back.
I don't know if that's how you do the math.
These
but.
Better be some high-quality Americans, okay? These better be some freaking clutch citizens if we're paying $1.2 billion to get each one out.
It was Oprah, okay?
Is it Oprah?
No, it's not Oprah.
How much would you guys pay if I was stuck in an Iranian prison, okay?
What are you talking about?
Could I get a billion?
No. From the radio station?
I mean, America.
From your friend group?
America as a collective. America. We just paid $1.2 billion for these five, unfortunately, wrongly incarcerated peoples, all right? Would you spend $1 billion if your buddy Jason Dick was locked up over there? I don't think you would.
I mean, first of all, I know you got it. Okay, I know you got it in the walls of affluence.
$1 billion?
Yeah. Listeners, right now, if you go to Jason's house and start smashing around through the walls, eventually you'll find all of Dick's millions.
I'm currently living with strife and anxiety because I authorized $2,000 in additional carpet charges, okay? Or non-carpet charges. Going no carpet is costing me an extra $2,000. But yeah, I got $1 billion hidden in the wall somewhere. No, hang on. Let's say Nick Hajda money specifically.
Okay.
But it's not your money.
Okay.
But if you...
I'm just in charge of it?
Okay. I am in an Iranian prison, okay?
Okay.
And you can either free me and get me back, do the just thing, or you can have $1
million. $1
million.
$1 million.
So
you've had a good life.
It's
okay.
Not your $1 million, okay? But if you agree to leave
my
me
options,
there, you get $1 million. If you don't have to spend $1 million to get me out.
First of all, Hollywood's on a writer's strike. Let's take this game show to the next level, okay? Get out of here, beat Shazam. Iranian prisoner hostage exchange? Okay. Let's do it.
$500,000.
$5. I'm taking the money, okay?
$5?
I assume that you have done whatever you deserve to do.
I'm wrongly incarcerated.
You
went
to Iran and you did something. You acted the fool. It was a Limp Bizkit show in Tehran or something like that. And you got a little bit, you got really violent in the mosh pit.
Yeah. But Iranian judge, sir, I did it all for the nookie.
Jokes.
Plus, I'm assuming
I would get you out for $1 million. All right.
I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you for writing the check personally. But also, it would be good for the show if you were stuck in an Iranian prison.
How would it be good?
Because people would tune in. We'd be national news. Listen to Nick and Dick in the 101X.
Is it too late to rebrand my unfortunate absence? Guys, I was stuck in I was unjustly being held in an Iranian prison.
So you want to go back?
I wasn't fired for drinking in the bathroom.
2023.
Okay, I was in an Iranian prison.
The Morning X.
Okay. Help. Help.
What did you do?
I want to push the tech support button, but I don't. Intern, did you see that? God damn it. Nothing works here. Nothing. Call whoever's. I can't fix it, all right?
Just turn up the one thing.
Give me a CD. Intern, find me a CD. For real. Go.
No, just pot up the one thing. It's a song.
It's playing multiple things.
Okay, try the other one.
Oh, look.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, any more solutions the there, one. Smart guy?
All right, which one of those is the best remix?
None of them. Intern, get up. Go talk to the old people. Say, give us your youngest CD.
I don't know if that's really... Go ask them for a CD. Sure, fine.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I can play a CD.
Okay.
This is a radio station.
Yeah. Just
we play.
What are you sending him to do? He's not going to fix anything.
What are you talking about? He's been sitting there watching for 2 hours and finally got a good goddamn intern task for him to do.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but all of a sudden it was playing all the commercials, and then it was about to kick off some Billy Idol White Wedding, and
did
I was like,
anger
oh, party.
The radio with new music,
and it just fired off 1, 2, 3, fired off. Okay, I can identify all the songs that are playing right now. Okay, you want to hear it? Oh, this is a fun game. Let's play.
And Linkin Park.
Let's play six songs at once. Name that tune. It's Billy Idol, White Wedding, Linkin Park, Lost, Smashing Pumpkins, Today, Fun, Some Nights, Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Around. That's probably the one that messed things up.
Yeah.
Nobody should mess with that. And Wake Me Up When September Ends from Green Day. But they're all playing at once, and the computers have taken over. AI, whatever, I don't know. But
just pull the plug. Just pull the plug on the radio.
Plug. I think once they all end...
I mean, this happened to me once in your absence.
This happened? You've seen this before?
This is what they call a known issue in the business here that we have apparently done nothing to fix.
Give me the CD. What do we have here?
Oh, well.
Reckless Kelly?
Reckless Kelly.
I guess they only have local stuff over there? I got a Bob Schneider.
Here, you know what?
Sister 7. You know what? This Sister 7 is it's got some tasty jams to it.
What do you got on your phone?
I'm gonna try this one.
Can we just plug your phone into the radio?
We can plug your phone
to the radio.
This is my last chance to play Sister 7, okay? Right. Patrice Pike in the house.
This is my first chance to ever hear of Sister 7.
You don't know about Sister 7?
I know Twisted Sister.
No.
I know Seven, the Vengefold 7.
Now I'm trying to remember which one of these is the jam. Is it that one or is it that one?
Nah, just playing both at the same time.
What did they do with the known issue? How did you fix it?
Oh, just the songs ran out, and they told me to do what I said, where just you turn everything down, and eventually you just have to ride it out.
Okay.
You have to ride it
just
out.
Ride it out, you
That's
said.
That's what they say,
okay,
yeah.
All right. We're going to hear one throwback local jam.
Okay.
All right, and then everything's going to be back to normal, right? If this is the Sister 7 song.
Oh! Is this going to have any bad words in it?
It's the radio.
It's Sister 7,
I don't know what that means.
It's an artistic interpretation. It's allowed. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Local Licks on 101X.
The Morning X.
All right. I think that's the amount of Sister 7 I can play before I'm fired. So I hope everybody enjoyed that. So that just happens. That's just the thing that we're okay with.
I mean, it was way worse this time.
It was worse?
Yeah, oh yeah. I only did it with like two songs. There's a No Doubt would not stop playing.
No
I've
Doubt,
I've never seen
bro.
It where like eight no songs doubt. Play at once.
Okay, everything's back to normal now, right? Boss, you're going to count all six of those to my record, by the way. Okay?
How much music you're required to play?
Yeah. Okay.
The Morning X.
I cannot speak for everybody, but I'm enjoying some of the retro throwback jams, so we're getting every so random while. But I don't know. Was that the radio gods who were like, nope.
I think it just threw up
everything. Don't try that again, okay? Put the 3 days grace on and be happy that you have it. I don't know what that was, guys, but apparently it's a known issue. Apparently it's the thing that just happened.
I mean, it was good to hear fun again.
Yeah. Intern, excellent work, okay? That was your most valuable moment as an intern so far, all right? Next time we come back, I'm sure they got a Metallica over there or something, but it's nice to hear Sister 7 on the radio.
They're trying to sabotage us.
Okay, back to business as usual. There is a big-time concert announcement happening today at 9 a.m. Spoiler alert, Sister 7 reuniting. No, it is not that. We have tickets to the show, but we can't tell you who it is until 9 o'clock today. We've already given you one clue, one keyword clue. You can get pre-qualified to win tickets if you text clue number 2 right now to 512-835-1015. But I think people are going to figure it out, Nick, all right? And if you call and guess who the artist
until
is, if you're
o'clock.
The first one, we're going to give you tickets to the show. What is clue number 2, Asha?
Paleo.
Oh.
Paleo.
Overrated.
Paleo.
I guess paleo is not. You know, you can do paleo without telling every person that you know.
No, that's part of it.
That's part of the rules.
It won't work unless you tell everybody. Shout it from the rooftops.
Text the word paleo, P-A-L-E-O, to 512-835-1015. 9 a.m. concert announcements.
The Morning X.
Time for Hajda headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now with all the news that's fit to air. And some other things, probably. Nicholas Hajda, go! Go!
Five Americans go! Freed in a controversial prisoner swap with Iran are back on U.S. soil this morning. All five had been designated as wrongfully detained by the U.S. government and were freed as part of a wider deal that includes the unfreezing of $6 billion in Iranian funds.
$6 billion.
Elon Musk says he plans to charge X users a monthly fee to
don't
continue to use
X.
the platform.
It's Twitter.
I don't like it, but this is news.
It's Twitter.
Claiming it's the only way to fight bots. No word on when it will start or how much he'll charge, only that it will be, quote, small. And finally, is the peak nap time Wednesdays at 9:39 a.m.? A new survey has found that that is the ideal peak nap time is Wednesday at 9:39.
It's way too early.
I would agree.
What time did you wake up if you're getting a 9:39 a.m. Nap in?
That I don't know the answer to that. That's just that's what the results of the surveys. Hmm. That people want to nap by 9:39. And I'm going to say that's for us, that feels right.
You know, for us, that seems right.
For you and I
guess
workday
I do,
starts at 6.
I do run out of gas around 9 o'clock-ish.
Yeah.
And so
I could
a nap
with a
nice
little nap time
okay,
there.
Sure. Not to share too much of her business, but Bumbleina, she's a good-ass sleeper, okay? Mm-hmm. So on the weekends sometimes, I will get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, go play golf, be home at like 12:15, and she'll just be getting up. But it's possible she was just having a nap.
Okay? There you go.
She got up.
Sleep is important, Jason, okay?
then at 9:47, went down for a nap, and
they also revealed that the average nap is 51 minutes, and that seems too long. If I sleep for 51
minutes,
I might as well just go actually go to bed.
90 minutes is the answer. That's a full sleep cycle.
No, that's too.
Yeah. Every 90 minutes.
I'm tired.
The 90 minutes, in and out. That's how you, I mean, everybody's body is a little different, but I think the sleep doctors will tell you that. How long do you go?
I don't nap.
I don't want good for you.
No, it's not good for me. It's bad. It's terrible, but I can't nap. If I nap, I'm just tired.
Wow. You must be rich.
Fancy Nicholas Haja doesn't need sleep to function. How about him? Look at this guy, huh?
No, that's you complain about my functioning all the time. It's because I can't nap.
If you
that's
were
the
to
problem.
Nap, what is the optimal length? You said 51 is too long. 51's bad because that's when you're like at the bottom. You're at the deepest sleep. And then
I will say 51 minutes is the right amount of time for a nap. With 20 minutes of just staring at my phone, like, I should go to sleep. I should go to nap. Why aren't you asleep, you stupid son of a...
Stupid. The University of Texas takes their number 3 ranking on the road this weekend to Waco, Texas, for the last time ever. 6:30 kick, Texas and Baylor. The Longhorns, a 15-point favorite in that game. The line seems a little fishy to me. Baylor lost to Texas State this season. They're coming off of a, like, 30-7 win over... Long Island Sharks, which is not a double-A hockey team. It's actually a college football team. I don't know about that one. Patrick Mahomes is going to be all right, guys. The Kansas City Chiefs quarterback has agreed to a restructuring of his contract that is going to pay him a guaranteed $210.6 million between 2023 and 2026. That is the most money in an NFL, ever for an NFL player over a 4-year span. Patrick Mahomes is doing just... fine.
It's a lot of Whataburger.
And Monday Night Football doubleheader. Saints 20-17 over Carolina. And then just minutes later, Pittsburgh 26-22. They beat Cleveland last night. Why?
Money.
Why? I don't understand.
Money.
Money?
Cash.
There's more money
Moolah.
If you put two games on at one time?
Greenbacks.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
All right? It's weird. It's like... Can I pull off a sex analogy here? It's like I feel like a
three penises feels a little weird.
A threesome is weird, okay? It can get awkward. There's just like one other extra person. It's like, mm-hmm. What if both of them are trying to at the same time or neither of them are doing anything notable? A gangbang is fine, okay? A gangbang, you're just surrendering yourself to the moment. So I will watch 8 football games at once, all right? But watching 2 at one time, it just feels weird. I don't know. It's something that's like I can watch 1, I can watch 6, 7, 8, but just watching 2 at once, I don't like it. I don't care for it.
I think the NFL is telling you that this is some sort of experiment that they're testing
like
to
it.
See if you
don't
can.
Don't do it. It's coming in the next week. They're doing it again. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I think the matchups might be better next week. That's the thing.
I would hope so. It's hard to get worse.
Both of these games. Look,
could
NFL,
the Jets scrimmage against themselves?
If you take one game that's half poopy and another game that's half poopy and put them on at the same time.
That's not one poop.
You don't have one good game.
Yeah.
Okay? You have 2 poopy games at the same time.
What if they play 2 games on the same field? It's like in Top Gun where they were playing offense and defense.
Nah,
I kind of would enjoy it. I would at least tune in for that.
Anyway, it was a fun threesome for everybody except for Nick Chubb, running back for the Cleveland Browns. Have you seen this, Nick?
Yes.
Because I'm watching 2 games at one time, I kind of missed it.
Yeah.
Like, dude, have you seen it? You've seen the replay? Or you saw it live?
No,
or
I saw the replay. No, every time, I kept seeing the highlights from one game on the other, and I kept having to switch back, and then it got back to being boring. But no, somebody posted the clip online that they filmed from their TV.
I have not seen it. At least I might have seen it live, but I didn't notice. But yeah, it's one of those, like, his knee totally goes the wrong way sort of situations.
Yeah. Well, it's not like that. It goes sideways. It's not like it just bends the wrong way. Like, it goes sideways. It goes a third direction.
And somehow, ESPN, the decision, I guess it's not their fault, but I feel like the way that it played out was even worse. We're going to play you a clip here from the broadcast. This is Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, who are calling the game, who are so horrified by the injury. They say that they have decided they're not going to show it. At the same time that the in-house
the
video
crowd
board,
at the game shows
they are showing the instant replay on the board, and the crowd, you just here, this is from last night.
I am told that the replay of Nick Chubb getting injured is... not to be seen.
Yeah, it's we're not going to show it.
I just want the record to show that Nick Hajda is laughing his ass off right now.
The crowd's reaction is perfectly timed.
There's a dead person on the field, and you're laughing because the crowd is.
I am told that the replay of Nick Chubb getting injured is not to be seen.
Yeah, it's we're not going to show it.
It's so much worse. Just hearing it that. How about a little poker face crowd? All right. Joe Buck is trying to have a sensitive moment.
If you have not seen it, It is not worse than that, okay? It is not, trust me, the actually seeing it is the worst
oh,
thing
really?
Possible. It is bad.
Well,
it is bad. My heart is cold and dead, and it made me feel like, ooh.
Yeah, well, they were in Pittsburgh, ooh. And they were chanting his name, a Cleveland Brown, as they took him off, the fans were. So, yeah.
Yeah, because he's retiring, effective immediately.
This ESPN headline, Browns anticipate injured Chubb's season over. I think he's dead, okay? What are you talking about? Season is over.
The Morning X.
It's time for America's newest favorite game show, Who's the Ass?
Who is he?
He's an ass, sir.
I'm the ass in the Bronx, right? I'm the ass.
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
And now, here's your host, Jason Dick.
Who's the A-hole? The segment where I have been obviously wronged. I explain to you the fashion in which I've been wronged. And then we ask you to vote at 101X Morning X on Twitter. Who's the A-hole? Seems like I lose these often. Seems like
it's called a hint.
Bias, okay? Mm-hmm. Subjective voting audience is what I would say, all right? And I would ask you to dismiss your subjectivity because today, this one's serious, okay?
Are you saying the A-hole election is rigged?
This is a serious one.
You did not lose?
Because it involves my passion, okay? My number one passion in life. Guys.
Wearing novelty minor league baseball hats.
No, that is not. That is clearly not my passion.
Driving to get a starter pizza on your way to a different pizza.
You get one starter pizza
but
one time
ever.
You're
very passionate about it.
And
you're
people,
very passionate
no,
about
no,
it.
No, no, okay?
Posting pictures of AI-generated mansions on Instagram and telling people that they are your new house in Manor.
That's a good bit. That is a good. No.
I love when Evil Mopac does that.
No. What?
Nothing. Continue.
You're saying that Evil Mopac, how dare you? No. This one involves my passion, my music. Okay. Subtones. My comedy badass rock and roll band.
Yeah, novelty band.
Thanks for coming to our show February the 14th. Nick was there, legitimately. Thank you for coming to our show. It was a fun Valentine's Day in Kyle, Texas. Half of the Subtones have broken off and started a new band. Okay?
Okay.
Half of the
hang on,
yeah.
The talented half?
Okay, they're going to do the whole joke about how this. They've already done this before, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like 10 years ago, the Subtones, which is me and that guy and another guy. I don't need to learn their names. Right? They were like, hey, this band is pretty awesome, except for Jason. What if we just like got together? And they did that, okay? They tried to say, Kyle, you're the lead singer now. And they got in some new guitar virtuoso, axe-wielding guy. And you know what happened? They crumbled and failed, okay? The effort to do the Subtones and just have the tones, they crumbled and failed.
They nailed the title.
Okay?
They nailed the band name.
You need the suck not only for the lead charisma with which I provide, okay? Songwriting prowess, underrated, mm-hmm. for sure. But also, I'm the glue guy, okay?
Are you?
I am both the alpha dog and the glue guy because that band broke up because they couldn't stop fighting with each other, okay? Because they were all like, oh, that riff is too sad. That riff is too bright. That riff, and that would never happen in my regime, okay? I tell you how the riffs are to go, okay?
You know what? I think you expect me to push back on this, but I do think that you stop in band infighting because everybody's just united and fighting against you.
No, false.
Yes.
False.
They common
are united
enemy brings people together.
They're united and following my lead. They're like, Jason, despite his vast lack of talent, he knows the way. Okay? Mm-hmm. I will follow him to the promised land of Kyle, Texas.
Ooh, baby, they love your way.
Two of the guys, and here, I guess I could tell you that, Sal of Rubberhead fame.
Very talented.
Just one.
Extremely talented.
Just one Subtones show under his belt. And, you know, we practiced a couple of times.
Yeah.
And Randall plays guitar in the
also
Subtones.
Also extremely talented.
Very, very talented. And occasionally I allow him to sing some backup parts. Sal was like, what? Randall, you're really good. I watched this. It all happened at a Subtones practice. He was like, yeah that's, I'm blown away. And behind my back, they believe, unbeknownst to me, but actually knownst, okay? Knownst to me, Sal then recruited Randall to go sing in his cover band, all right?
Yeah. I like how they left you with Mark, the drummer, who is your least favorite Sucktones member.
That is not true. Mark, don't listen to him, okay? You are, I love all of my children the same, okay? And you are tied for my favorite Sucktone member, but you are a drummer, which is an inferior position. I think there's no argument about that.
Okay.
The least valuable member of the Sucktones, but
personal.
I love you. You're not my least favorite gotcha. Under any circumstances. All right, so yeah, he stole Randall and went off and started a separate cover band.
Mm-hmm.
A-hole move, am I right? Am I right?
Well, here's my thing, is you just mentioned, when was your last show with the Sucktones?
February the 14th.
Okay, most people in bands like to perform more than once every year.
We're writing material for our next record.
Okay. I feel like there are several bands that have been broken up for 20 years that perform more shows than you do with your current band.
Listen, I have a strict rule. It's called artist integrity, Hasha,
yeah.
Okay? I ain't a thirsty hoe like you. I don't go out looking for shows. If somebody calls me and says, do you want to play at this time, at this place, even if it's in Kyle, Texas, I will go, okay?
How far does this offer extend?
I don't know. It depends on what the travel stipend is. Okay?
You once had a stadium tour that played just the House Park Stadium down there on 12th Street, and that was it.
I don't seek out the gigs, okay?
Yeah.
When people offer us a show, we accept, all right? But I'm not so thirsty like you.
The fact that you don't get
I'm in this
not,
for the passion.
Batting away offers is also a hint.
I'm in this because music is my passion, okay? I'm not trying to make it big time, all right?
I'm trying
to see
but
my
I don't
name up
play.
In lights. All right?
Dude, shut up. You would love to see your name in lights.
If it happens, it happens. But I ain't out there trying to get it.
What if it were those UT drone lights?
This is how I know that this is an a-hole move on their part, all right? Because, by the way, I know what's going on, okay? I have social media. I see the videos of you guys rehearsing without me, okay? I see you. I know that this is going on.
Have they done it at your house?
But I got this text last week, okay, from Randall, okay, noted Sucktoner.
Dear John.
He says, please don't kill me or hate me because I love you. That cover band thing Sal and I have been chatting about when we were rehearsing, well, it actually became a thing. And we're playing a show later this month. Would love to see you there.
Ooh, ouch.
So he knows, okay?
Ouch.
He's apologizing for his a-hole behavior. He knows that what he's done is wrong.
No,
he knows it's wrong.
He knows you're a sensitive lead charisma diva. Then you have a huge problem with this.
At 101X Morning X on Twitter. Vote these a-holes out, okay? Let them know what they have done is wrong.
Stop the steal.
By the way, I'm bringing it up this week. I've been stewing on this a-hole behavior for weeks, months. But I bring it up because their show is this Friday, Mean Eyed Cat. Their band is called Responsible Adults.
Oh, that's cool.
Very clever. And they're playing their first ever show, 7 o'clock Friday, Mean Eyed Cat, the 19th anniversary party. Seems like a small venue. I could have got his book in Kyle, guys. Oh my goodness. So much radio, so little time. Are you ready? We should start playing six songs at once, Nick. That'll be the trick.
The focus group results are not good on that.
The next 20 minutes are going to be straight bangers for you because, we have a big concert announcement, 9 o'clock. We'll have one more chance for you to get qualified before we tell you who it is. If you guess the artist, we're going to hook up some tickets for that as well. Also, Nick and I have a variety of fantasy football bets that we have to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys are all on the edge of your seat, including listener... Is it Lance?
Lance,
is he going to score that $150 NFL.com gift card so that he can get himself a new jersey? Or I think you can buy Nick Chubb's remaining knee ligaments on NFLShop.com.
They are at a discount.
Yeah. Clearance.
Slightly used.
Yeah. Did we win our fantasy contest versus the listener? And more importantly to me, did we beat CJ and Emily from the afternoon show in our head-to-head fantasy contest? Spoiler alert, we didn't. I hate this.
The Morning X.
Let's talk some football, some fantasy football. But don't worry, it's not going to be just two jackasses rattling off their own bad beat fantasy stories, all right? This is going to be fun and entertaining if you like the comedy stylings of CJ Morgan and Emily in the afternoon. First of all, I'll tell you, listener Lance, I smash that ass, bro. Every Friday, we have a little contest where myself and Nick, we pick and a listener. We pick a quarterback, running back, a pass catcher. And if you beat us, you're going to win an NFL jersey. We have yet to surrender a jersey because my team of Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, Saquon Barkley scored 70 points. Lance had Josh Allen, Jalen Waddle, and we let him replace Austin Eckler with Bijan Robinson.
Only because it didn't help.
I'm not sure if we're going to allow that in the don't draft injured players, guys. Pretty sure he was doubtful at the time. He got only 61, Nick with 42. That's fine, buddy. I got you this week. You got me the previous week.
That's right.
All right.
The secret is Tyreek
Hill. We have to win because we don't have any of these jerseys. That's about all I want in fantasy this week, by the way. I'm in a very frustrated fantasy mode right now because...
Who'd you lose to?
0-4. I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Yeah, it's because one of them is me.
0-4, and none of my teams played poorly, okay?
Really?
Nick is playing goddamn Paco Nacua against me. Some waiver wire
He's the new Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, it's Bull S, okay? Is Cooper Kupp a system receiver? Anyway, I lost 4 fantasy games despite my teams playing good, all right? Hang on. I said we're not going to do the thing where we just complain about our own.
Yeah.
We have a bet with the afternoon program, the CJ Morgan Show, I think
this
is what
really
it's called.
Stings.
I think we should have a more competitive relationship with the afternoon show, okay? I think everybody's too friendly around here, and a little healthy competition, all right? A little healthy, angry, spiteful competition would do us all good. For example, I'm PO'd that the CJ's reading my QC kinetic spot. Who do you think you are, okay? I was clearly only taking a break for 8 months to just come and take all my stuff. Knock it off, buddy. But yeah, we have a weekly contest, me and Nick, our combined fantasy score in the work league versus CJ and Emily. And the loser has to read a promotional announcement written by the winner. We are now 0-2.
Yeah.
If you told me season long, I would be like, CJ, Emily, they probably win 1 or 2 times, okay? We have lost 2 weeks in a row. It's not close.
I mean, we're still on pace for them only winning a couple of times.
Emily drafted a kicker in the 8th round.
Yeah.
How is this happening?
Well, she also had the Cowboys defense, I believe, in the 9th round. But...
These are bad moves for those of you not familiar with that.
Be results-oriented, maybe.
Okay, they have each written a script for us, which we now have to read. We have not seen these.
That's a stupid rule.
So, is there anything? I gave Nick, Emily wrote one for Nick to read, and is this a CJ script for me?
Yeah.
Is there any order we're supposed to read them in, or what?
I don't think so, but.
Okay, all right. You want to go first?
Sure.
All right.
Hey there. Remember that really smart, talented, incredibly funny, fiery redhead that used to be on this morning show?
That's me.
Well, now she gets a full 8 hours of sleep every night and is so good at her job because of it. If you want to hear two really intelligent people who are absolute experts at talking sports and other things that cool guys who love alternative music like, then you have to tune in to and listen to their show from 3 to 7 p.m. My name is Nick Haida, and I approve this message. That was better than I thought.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So Emily wrote that for her. All right. Yeah. All right. Now CJ sent this to me. You mother. Did you grow up listening to Austin radio legends like Jason Dick, Dale Dudley, JB and Sandy, or Charlie Hodge? Do you miss what radio used to be but can't afford now? Great news. There's CJ Morgan. That's right. CJ Morgan. He's the wish.com version of all your old Austin radio favorites. Tune in every afternoon. You heard correctly. Afternoons, not mornings, for the CJ Morgan Show on 101X. CJ Morgan might not own rental properties, but he's living rent free in all your favorite hosts' heads. Follow online at the CJ Morgan. All right. That's great. Congratulations.
We got to start winning, dude.
It's never. If for no other reason, the audience doesn't need this, okay? They don't care about that. But whatever we would write for them would be killer, right? It would be killer? It'd be killer. Be killer.
The Morning X.
It's The Morning X, Nick and Dick, with tickets to a show. We can't tell you who yet.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell you who. 90 seconds away from a big concert announcement. But give them one more keyword clue, Nick.
All right, so earlier, keyword was royal.
Well, now you're just giving them the novice. Okay.
Okay, never mind.
No,
Jason says just do it this way.
Earlier, the keyword was royal, and then the next keyword was?
Paleo.
Okay.
And now, it's of the. Of the. The keyword is two words.
What a stupid keyword.
Of the.
Okay.
Maybe it's stupid. Maybe it makes total sense.
You can text.
I don't know.
Of the. 2-512-835-1015. You'll be automatically qualified to win tickets to see this band perform later this year. We cannot announce for another minute. Or you can call right now. Same number. 512-835-1015. If you know the band, you have to guess the band. The first one to correctly guess is going to get tickets to the show. What are the clues again, Nick?
Royal, paleo,
of the.
I think you gave it away. I think you.
No.
I think you
legally
gave it
we
away.
Did not. Legally, we did not.
The Morning X.
It's the Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda, and a big concert announcement. You've been on the edge of your seat all morning long. We're going to not only announce this show, but also give you a chance to win tickets. Another barn burner promotion from the brain of Jason Dick. I said, this will be fun, Nick. We'll give them keywords, clues, without telling them who the artist is yet. But over the course of the morning, they'll figure it out. All right? The first keyword was what? Royal?
Royal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not royal blood.
No.
No.
You know, somebody guessed Kings of Leon. I thought that was a really clever one, but we would never tease you with Kings of Leon tickets.
The second keyword was paleo, and the third keyword was of the.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've made it too easy, okay? I feel like it's too... December 8th at the Moody Center, Austin, Texas, and 101X welcomes You Tell Us, 512-835-1015. Hi, 101X, who's this?
This is Jesse.
Chessie? Jesse.
Jesse.
I don't know why I heard
Chesney.
That's like
is this Kenny Chesney?
A dog's name.
My name is Jesse Chesney.
Yeah. All right. Concert announcement. December 8th. Moody Center. Who is it, Jesse?
Is it Fall Out Boy?
It is not Fall Out Boy.
No.
But an excellent effort, Chessie. Jesus. F. Hi, 101X. Who's this?
This is Brandy.
Brandy. December 8th. Moody Center. Concert announcement. Who is it?
Queens of the Stone Age.
Of course, it's Queens of the Stone Age. Hold on 1 second, Brandy. Why would it be Fall Out Boy? Why would it be Fall Out Boy? Queens of the Stone Age coming to the Moody Center December the 8th. We have your chat. Those keywords, by the way, still active. If you want to win tickets, you can text. Nick is doing a weird
face.
No,
that's fine. Keep going.
Okay. You can text Paleo or Royal or of to 512-835-1015. And December 8th, go see Queens of the Stone Age. What's the problem?
You have to go to technology to run three keywords at once?
Oh.
Come on.
Okay. Can you give me any more details on the show? The tickets are on sale at this time?
Nope.
Okay, but it's going to be... all right. Good. We'll have tickets all week long?
Yes.
All right, good.
That I can tell you, yes.
Yeah, good. And congratulations, Brandy, and I don't know, Chessie, you made my morning, okay?
That was good.
Fall Out Boy, what?
The Morning X.
I'll tell you what, hearing Violent Femmes, 101X in the morning, a little jarring. I dig it. But not as jarring as pulling into the 101X parking lot and parking next to a brand new Nickmobile. Is what I assume will happen in the coming day. I thought you were getting a new car. I was so excited to come. We were going to be the Tesla bros.
Wait, they just grow new cars on trees?
I left here yesterday, and you said, I'm going to buy a Tesla today.
Did I say that?
I don't know if you said it in so many words, but I walked away from it thinking, good on Nick.
Yeah, it turns out.
Saving his ducats, and now he's going to cash them in for an Elon mobile.
Breaking news. Tesla's still expensive AF.
Oh.
Still unreasonably unaffordable,
wow.
If you ask me.
You must be rich.
Maybe a Prius. No, but my car, here, you can see the parking lot from the studio.
Sort of.
Has it exploded yet?
Has your car
really
exploded?
I'm really worried that it's just a ticking time bomb over there.
What happened? What's up?
So if you saw me on Twitter, I think we posted it yesterday, my battery terminal was all corroded. And so that was like, I went to AutoZone, and they were like, yeah, we're too busy to help you. But I bought...
too busy to help you?
Yeah, that's what the guy says. Like, normally we'd help you swap out this battery, but we're too busy.
Oh, they sold you a battery, but they would not put it in for you.
But like the terminals, the cables that sit on top of it, they're all eaten, halfway falling apart. And so I bought like a replacement one that you can just, you unscrew the cables. But the nuts...
replacement one.
A replacement terminal that sits on the little prong on the battery thing there.
Yeah.
A little metal piece that connects it.
I don't think that's the terminal, but I'm following along with what you're saying there.
Cool. Good interjection there. Thank you.
I mean, I think you were confusing the audience, and I assisted them.
All right. Now that we're all on track of what's going on here, the important thing is that the nut or whatever that's attached to the little connector piece it's all rusted over. So I can't, I sat there yesterday and I like dipped it into the solution of baking soda and warm water.
Uh-huh.
And that was a fun science experiment. You remember like those volcanoes you would make with baking soda and vinegar?
No, I don't.
That's what my car's engine was like yesterday. Oh. Just this green toxic foam just started shooting out of there. So eventually I got all the battery acid corrosion off of there.
Okay.
Still couldn't unscrew it. And so now to get to work, I just put my battery in the, and I just connect the cables and they just kind of sit there on top. And I got a heavy piece of metal to hold them down.
You touch the metal connector to the terminal.
Yeah, the part that normally you just like, you screw it in and it's all tightly connected so it doesn't fall out.
But you can't do that because you've corroded away the screw nut.
Yeah, exactly.
The screw nut. That's the technical term for it.
It's like basically my car battery, its shoes are untied, and we're just hoping that the shoes don't go flying off its feet
as
I'm driving down the highway at a safe, responsible 80 miles an hour.
You can wear your shoes untied for weeks at a time before you got to replace them. I think you're fine. Everything's good.
Well, good, because that's my current plan for the near future with this car thing.
Okay.
Until Teslas get affordable or I get a huge
Until Teslas get affordable.
One of those two things is going to happen eventually. All
right. But does it drive normal? Does it drive correctly?
When I got out this morning, just my car alarm started going off. I didn't know I had a car alarm.
You have a car alarm.
It just started honking and lights started flashing.
You must be rich.
You are fancy.
I think it's that panic button, like somebody's about to jump me in the parking lot
and
thing.
It's just firing off.
It just fired off, but, you know.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
Buy a new car.
Okay.
Should we ask the listeners for help? Somebody's listening to this.
I'd prefer to ask our sales department for help like I've been doing for the last 6 months to give me a damn car dealership.
Did you send the email that I told you to send yesterday? Listen, all right.
I've been talking to them since you were fired to get me a car.
I how to work email. But until then, if anybody works at Covert Tesla and can get Nick a deal today, get at us.
The Morning X.
I'm just trying to brighten your day, make you smile, okay? Get you going in the morning with a nice, feel-good, uplifting, positive story, and then Nick's going to ruin it. He's going to crap on it. That's what he does. Time for another edition of Don't Nick My News. Today, starring Will and Rebecca Heppel, 26-year-olds, both 26. They were childhood sweethearts. Weird. And just got married in front of 60 of their closest friends and family. Ceremony took place in... Cotswolds.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. I'm going to assume Cotswolds, Nebraska. Only problem was Rebecca's grandmother could not be there. Rebecca got married without Grandma Peggy. Peggy Dracup is 91 years old. Is reportedly suffering.
Is it Dracula?
Dracup. 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 Peggy, 91. Reportedly suffering from Alzheimer's, unable to attend the ceremony. Mm. Not because of her Alzheimer's. There was a Jeopardy marathon. Try and get an old lady away from a Jeopardy marathon. Okay. No, she lives in an assisted living community, the Osborne House in Selby, North Yorkshire. I don't know where that is.
North Yorkshire, Nebraska.
164 miles away from
Cotswold. That's corn territory for sure.
Get this, they recreated the entire ceremony. They went to the old folks' home, did Will and Rebecca, and recreated the entire ceremony so Grandma Peggy could see her granddaughter get married. The second ceremony, an exact replica of the first, down to every minute detail, the decorations, the wedding dress, the playlist, the drunken consummation in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Every detail was repeated so that Grandma Peggy could be there for the special day. Says Rebecca, quote, "It was really special and it was great that my grandma could be part of it. She was overjoyed. Her memory isn't great, but she knew who we were and she kept saying how beautiful my dress was," end quote. Look at that. Incredibly happy story about an old, forgetful grandmother who got to see her granddaughter,
thinking,
Rebecca.
Like, did I tell you your dress looks nice?
That's not cool, man.
Here's what the headline of this article should be.
Uh-huh.
Nebraska bridezilla uses dementia-addled grandmother as an excuse to hold her wedding again.
Oh, double wedding. I like that. Good idea.
I thought she was, at first when I saw this, I thought that she was just going to go down there like, hey, yeah, here's my husband, Steve.
Right.
We're getting married. Throw the bouquet. Yeah. Old man with half his pants on just like... throws rice in the air.
Half his pants on.
There's always an old man with half his pants on.
He's another resident at the...
Yeah, there's always some guy.
I see.
in a wheelchair, just rolling through the hallways with no pants on. All right, that's
they party there.
That's
they,
hey, man.
They want to get down.
STDs are on the rise at grandma's nursing home. Okay,
that's not good.
But she threw an entire the same wedding, hired the same DJ, made all of the bridesmaids and bride and grooms go from Cotswold, Nebraska to Northamptonshire, Nebraska. The only thing worse than probably having to go to Nebraska. One wedding. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm bitter because nobody's ever asked me to be in their wedding.
Oh, you don't want to be in it. Okay, you don't want to be in
that's,
it.
That's what I keep hearing. Everybody complains about it.
You
got to
buy clothes that you're
going to
wear one time. All right.
And now these people are obligated twice to go to this wedding?
It is, you know what? Quality nicking. I appreciate what you've done here.
Good.
Particularly,
just tell Grandma, you were at our wedding. You danced. You're on the chair.
Just tell her.
You were cutting a rug. Between AI generated technology and her dementia, she'll never know she wasn't there.
I can't believe nobody's done this. You know that jackass in your friend group who celebrates their birthday all month?
Yeah.
Like somebody who just throws it. It's like, it's my wedding month, okay? 7 weddings. Get ready.
Good Morning X.
I was just going to update the polls for you here in a second, but I do want to just acknowledge that I'm glad we made it, all right? Because the radio station earlier took a handful of pills and tried to kill itself, okay? Mm-hmm. It tried to overdose itself.
We shove that Narcan right in its heart. Right in its heart!
I've never seen
not
this
on my watch.
Happen.
Live!
I've never seen this happen before. Nick tells me that it, in fact, has happened before. It's a known issue, but it just started playing 6 songs at once. It would not stop. The computer in here.
Which is when the girl talk mode
is taking over. And I tell you what, I have it right here. I would replay it. Mm-hmm. But why would I take this moment of dis-excellence and replay it for everybody to hear again? The old me would do that, but the new me, I'm not going to do that, okay? I just want to congratulate us on making it through.
If you want to hear it, check out the podcast that will be up later today.
That was brilliant. I love what you did there, buddy. We're going to podcast the lowest moment of the radio of the show today? Okay.
I mean, we podcasted the first 8 months of this year, so might as well do this, yeah.
What's on the poll today, Hajda?
What kind of pests would you least want to have infesting your house?
Oh, yeah.
Crickets, rats, cockroaches, bumbles. rats in first place, cockroaches, bumbles, then crickets.
Yeah, you are all busted up because there's apparently a cricket infestation because it rained one day last week. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about crickets.
Is that my allergies are bad? Nobody I have cricket
cares.
Allergies?
Nobody cares.
Vibe check on the Longhorns burnt orange LEDs and drone show.
Oh.
36% of the audience said, meh. 18 said, nifty. 27 said, cool. And the rest want to smash that ass.
Not sure which option.
I don't know which one that, is it okay to tell your fat friend that they're fat? 37% said yes, of course. 30 said no, show some decency.
Oh.
And 32% said yes if they get forklift fat.
I don't know if that is a, do we have a definitive answer there? Are we supposed to do something?
That's over 60% say yes, you could tell them. It just depends on what you're kind of. You might be impolite if you wait until they're not forklift. No, unless you wait until they're forklift fat. Then finally, two members of Jason's band, the Sucktones, have split off and formed their own cover band, which plays Friday at the Mean Eye Cat without Jason's permission. Who is the a-hole? 56% of the audience say the responsible adult.
That's right. That's the name of their band.
Again, Friday at the Mean Eye Cat.
This is a promotional announcement for them. Take that, Randall.
You should take a guitar and just jump up on stage and turn it into a Sucktone show.
Probably Raymond. That's Friday. I'll be there, okay? I'll be the guy in the audience saying, you guys are nothing without me.
His arms crossed, be like, this is stupid. This is so bad.
What's that? Oh, you do want me to play the thing from earlier? Oh. Okay.
Don't leave your case to chance. Contact Thomas J. Henry today. San Antonio, Texas.
This is not good radio.
The Morning X.